Now to one of the top stories of the day. Thousands of American troops will be coming home from Afghanistan. In a primetime speech last night, President Obama outlined his plan to bring 10,000 troops home by the end of this year and 33,000 more troops by the end of next summer. President Obama declared that the Afghans are prepared to take charge of their own security.
We've already begun to transition responsibility for security to the Afghan people. In the face of violence and intimidation, Afghans are fighting and dying for their country, establishing local police forces, opening markets and schools, creating new opportunities for women and girls, and trying to turn the page on decades of war.
Even as the president praises the gains made in Afghanistan, some worry that the drawdown could signal the end of progress there for the nation's women. The fall of the Taliban-led regime had enabled more Afghan girls to attend school, more women to join the workforce, and empowered a few to seek and win offices in government. So now some are asking what will happen once the U.S. scales back its involvement. That concern brought a delegation of Afghan women leaders to Washington last week. They lobbied members of Congress to remember the needs of Afghan women even as American troops are drawn down. One of those delegates is with us now. Samira Hamidi is the country director of the Afghan Women's Network. That's a group that aims to protect the place or enhance the place of Afghan women in their society. She's on the line with us from NPR's office in Kabul, Afghanistan. Samira, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Also joining us is Gail Zemak-Liman, the Deputy Director of the Council on Foreign Relations, Women and Foreign Policy Program. She's also a veteran journalist who's been reporting from Afghanistan for years, and she's the author of the book, The Dressmaker of Kherkana. It's a story of a woman who managed to take care of her family despite the Taliban's restrictions. She's here with us in our Washington, D.C. studios. Welcome back, Gail. Thanks for joining us once again.
Delighted to be here.
So briefly, I'm just going to ask each of you your reaction to the president's speech. Gail, I'll start with you. I know you heard it here in Washington.
You know, I think it was about as center as the president could have managed in terms of really giving the military as much as he could while also not defying the will of his base, which really wants out of this war yesterday. And I think he had been feeling enormous pressure to pull back even faster than what he announced yesterday. And so I think that for officials, I talked to U.S. officials working in Afghanistan, and they said, look, we don't like it, but it could have been a lot worse.
So that's the perspective from the standpoint of American domestic politics. Samira, I'm assuming that you knew this was coming, or at least something like this was coming. What was your reaction?
Well, for me, I was expecting as such, so I wasn't surprised with the announcement, honestly speaking, because last week, speaking with policymakers in Washington, it was clearly made that this announcement is going to happen. But talking with majority of my contacts that I have today, either from media or from civil society or from local people, the answers are different. Some people believe that it's the right time for America to leave Afghanistan and we Afghans should take the lead. Majority of Afghans are worried because we are not financially and technically prepared to take the lead of the security, for example, the security of our country, or, for example, financially we cannot take care of our finances.
Samira, does the reaction break down along any particular lines? Like, for example, are there some people more eager for the U.S. to leave than others?
Well, you know, Afghanistan is a very diverse country with 34 provinces, and all 34 provinces have their own dimensions. People have their own understandings. You might end up hearing from people from some of the very conservative areas in Afghanistan saying that we are an Islamic country and we don't want internationals anymore in Afghanistan. Also, in terms of like other international community actors, like immediately France government announced the withdrawal of 4,000 troops. So that's also a matter of concern. That does it mean that the announcement made by U.S., it will be followed by other countries as well. So that's also a matter of concern. Some people say that this fighting is because of the presence of international troops in Afghanistan. And majority in the ground who are involved at the community level, they don't believe in this, and they feel that we need them for our security because we are not yet ready to take care of the security of the country.
That's Samira Hamidi, country director of the Afghan Women's Network. She's talking with me along with Gail Zemak-Liman, the deputy director of the Council on Foreign Relations, Women and Foreign Policy Program. We need to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll continue this conversation about the future of Afghan women after the American drawdown. Please stay with us. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.